here on our podcast because we present the plant the way it was intended, which is whole plant, using the whole plant, just crushing it down, cold pressing it down, and it turns into, when you do that, it looks like a honey substance. And then we just add organic cold pressed hemp seed oil to make our products. And that's why our products work so well. That's why this miracle plant works so well, is because you leave it as it was intended.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, you know, I'm just sitting here getting ready to do this podcast. The sun's rising out here in Southern California, and I'm thinking about the name Miracle Plant. And obviously, those that know our story about how this miracle plant helped heal my son from a severe autism diagnosis, I'm thinking about the name Miracle Plant. And I know we've talked about this a few times, about cannabosum and how the translation and how this plant was hidden from us for the past 1700 years. And we've talked about Chris Bennett and his previous books. He has a new book that's coming out, and I want to talk about it. It was featured in with the organization Project CBD, which we've been partners with. And it's more just information, more research, more, for us to process and understand about this miracle plant with so many names. And I wanted to talk about the article, and I wanted to talk about the new book, and I wanted to just share this with you, because I know for a lot of you, this is probably the first time you've ever come across this. Obviously, we've talked about it in the past on the podcast, but there's more information about this miracle plant and cannabosum dating back tens of thousands of years. As we see people who are, you know, sick now with different diseases that I can't even pronounce, and new diagnosis is coming up, and frankly, Western medicine is failing at dealing with them, because they're trying to put a Band-Aid on a much deeper issue. You know, you have to go upstream to figure out what caused these autoimmune diseases, and obviously we know what they are. The reasons is are based on what we eat, what we consume. The water, the food, especially here in the United States, is toxic. These processed foods and refined sugars, it's causing inflammation. It's causing our bodies to break down. It's overwhelming our digestion, liver, kidneys, heart, all the major nine systems. And so let's get into it. I want to talk a little bit about this miracle plant and let's bring, shed light on how this plant and how it's helping so many people. And let's get into it. So biblical scholars have written about the role of cannabis as a sacrament. And thousands of years, scriptural references indicate that cannabis was a key ingredient in the holy anointing oil employed in religious rites, which we've discussed quite a bit. The name of Chris Bennett's latest book is Cannabis, Lost Sacrament of the Ancient World. And quote from the book is, humankind's connection to cannabis reaches back tens of thousands of years. The role of cannabis in the ancient world was manifold, with its nutritious seeds, an important food, with its long, pliable, strong stalks, and important fiber, as well as early medicine from its leaves and flowers. No other plant has been with humans as long as hemp, says ethnobotanist Christian Ratch. Entire generations have revered it as sacred. The power of hemp has been praised in hymns and prayers. Again, we continue on with in The Dragons of Eden, this book, Speculations of Evolution of Human Intelligence, the late Carl Sagan conjectured that early man may have begun the agricultural age by first planting hemp. Sagan, who was known to have a fondness for cannabis himself cited the pygmies from Southwest Africa to demonstrate his hypothesis. The pygmies had been basically hunters and gatherers until they began planting hemp, which they used for religious purposes. The pygmies themselves professed that at the beginning of time, the gods gave them cannabis so they could both be healthy and happy. Professor Richard E. Schultz of Harvard University, considered the father of modern ethnobotany, believed it was likely in the search for food that humanity first discovered cannabis and its protein-rich seeds. Today, hemp seed products are touted as a modern superfood due to their richness in essential fatty acids. A hemp rope dating back to 26,900 BC was found in Czechoslovakia. It's the oldest evidence of hemp fiber. Much older tools for breaking hemp stock into fibers indicate humanity has been using cannabis for cloth since 25,000 BC at least, according to prehistoric textiles expert Elizabeth Wayland Barber. Cannabis was also among our first medicines. A recent study by Washington State University scientist Ed Hagen suggests that our prehistoric ancestors may have ingested cannabis as a means of killing parasites. We do know that references to cannabis medicine appear in the world's oldest pharmacopoeias, such as China's Shennong Ben Cao Jing. And it goes on, and these cultures have influenced the Hebrews' use of the plant as a key ingredient in the holy anointing oil, applied as a topical to heal the sick and reward the righteous. Compelling evidence of the ritual use of cannabis in ancient Israel was reported in a 2020 archaeological study. Cannabis and frankincense at the Judahite Shrine of Arad by the Journal of Institute of Archaeology at Tel Aviv University, the authors noted that two altars with burnt plant residues had been found in a shrine at an ancient Hebrew outpost in Tel Arad. One of the altars tested for frankincense, a well-known biblical term, and the other altar tested positive for cannabis resin. Why doesn't the Bible mention the use of cannabis as a substance used in rituals, just as it does numerous times in frankincense? Well, the answer, like we've talked about before, is the disappearance of cannabosum. Actually, several scholars have drawn attention to indications of cannabis use in Bible. Polish anthropologist and etymologist Sula Bonet contends that the Hebrew term cannabosum refers to cannabis. Bonet identified five specific references in Hebrew Bible, a.k.a. the Old Testament, Exodus 30:23, Song of Songs 4:14, Isaiah 43:24, Jeremiah 6:20, and Ezekiel 27:19, that mention canna and cannabosum. However, when one reads these passages individually and compares them, a stark contrast emerges. In Exodus 30:23, the reference to an ingredient in the holy oil, which was used in the Holy of Holies, the inner chamber of the temple in Jerusalem. Whereas in Jeremiah 6:20, this same previously sacred substance is wholly rejected as an item of foreign influence and disdain. It appears that Yahweh, the jealous God, frowned upon the adultery use of cannabis, the polytheistic drug of choice. The identity of canna and cannabosum has long been a topic of speculation. Bonet's view was that when the Hebrew texts were translated into Greek for the Septuagint, it's a tough one, a mistranslation took place, deeming it as the common marsh root calamus. This mistranslation followed into Latin and then in English translations of the Hebrew Bible. It should be noted that other botanical mistranslations from the Hebrew to Greek in the Hebrew Bible have been exposed. So there you have it. That's some excerpts from the article there from Project CBD and talking about cannabis, the lost sacrament of the ancient world. And Chris's new book, which is entitled that. So again, I'm excited to talk about cannabosum. I wanted to bring you just more historical evidence and share it with you, so you have you can do your own research. You can look up these names. We'll have the transcript of the podcast along with summaries to continue to maybe talk to people that aren't as well versed about cannabis or cannabosum and how important of a role it's been in our human existence because of its many uses, but specifically as a medicine. That's what we talk about mostly here on the Miracle Plant Podcast, is how this miracle plant helps our body heal, and how important it has been as a healing plant for, tens of thousands of years. And it's only been recently, since the 2018 Farm Bill has passed, that we made it completely legal, federally legal, for farmers to grow again, just like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson did in the colonial days, for us to grow this plant. And that's why we're seeing, hearing all these miracle stories. Part of the problem is that Western medicine, approach is to take this beautiful plant with 512 plant constituents and then cook it down, heat it, solvents, extract just the one compound, CBD, from, like, turns it into some white powder, and use that as the medicine. Well, that's not the medicine. That's not how the plant was designed for us to ingest or to consume. And that's why you see such miracles here on our podcast, because we present the plant the way it was intended, which is whole plant, using the whole plant, just crushing it down, cold pressing it down. And it turns into, when you do that, it looks like a honey substance. And then we just add organic cold pressed hemp seed oil to make our products. And that's why our products work so well. That's why this miracle plant works so well, is because you leave it as it was intended. And so when we talk about cannabosum, it's been known for thousands upon thousands of years. Like I just discussed, it's possible that it was the beginning of the agricultural age for humans planting this, because it had so many uses. And again, that's why we want to talk about these things. That's why I want to bring you this information, so that you're informed and that you can inform others. There's been an incredible amount of progress with, destigmatizing this plant. But we've got a long ways to go, and we've got a big fight, to be honest. You look at, GW Pharma, that has a product called Epidiolex, which is a white powder, single molecule, pharmaceutical white junk pill that is $32,500 a year for children with epilepsy to take it. And they're seeing some moderate results. I think it's somewhere around 39%. And as we all know, our beloved Dr. Raphael Mishulam has shown that this plant has, when it's in its whole plant form, which the raw whole plant form, it's up to 1,000 times more effective, because the body knows how to absorb a plant in its whole plant form versus an isolate that's been isolated to just one single molecule. And that is what the difference is. We hear it all the time now. The biggest question we get is, how do I know which CBD to take? What's the difference between all the CBDs? And here's the point. If you want the full potential of the plant, you should be either growing it in your backyard and throwing it into your blender or your juicer, or getting a product that represents the same thing, which is cold-pressed, whole plant, raw CBDA. You can call it full spectrum, but it's got to have the raw CBDA, the raw whole plant. That is the way that this plant was designed. It's the way we've grown together for at least the last 30,000 years. You've been using it for medical reasons, documented for the last 8,000 years. And that's why we want to talk about this, because we want you to understand the power of this miracle plant. And we can get into the specifics. Every mammal has what's called an endocannabinoid system, which balances the other 9 major systems in your body, which is why so many people will take the plant for one thing and see results, and then notice it's helping for other things, because that endocannabinoid system is like the puppet master that's balancing all the other 9 puppets. And so if you get the puppet master healthy and happy, then it can help balance out all the other puppets that it is in control of, that it's helping balance. And so, you know, like the most common thing is people come to us for severe pain, back pain, things of that nature, arthritis, or stress, right? So those are the top two reasons. But then they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this worked. Because it's like, sometimes like we just need some hope, you know, just some hope that there's something out there. And a lot of people who find us have kind of lost hope, just because Western medicine has failed them, you know, playing the guinea pig game of take a pill here and see what the side effects are, and then take another pill to offset those side effects. It's like that whack-a-mole game in the arcades back in the day. Whereas when you take the whole plant, when you consume the whole plant, it's balancing all of these other systems in your body, including helping your brain with your circadian rhythm. So people will come for pain or stress, and then they'll come back and they'll be like, this stuff is amazing. And I'm sleeping better, right? That was always my fun thing I used to say in the store when I was there a lot more, which is, are there any side effects? Because we're used to, like, that's a question we get. Are there any side effects? How crazy is it that we have to, like, we're so conditioned by Western medicine that our question is, are there any side effects? And that's like asking, are there any side effects with eating apples? You know what I mean? It's like, this is a plant. You know, are there any side effects with eating kale? Yes, you'll be healthier. You know what I mean? You know, your digestion will work better. Your body will work better. Your body will help find homeostasis. But that's the sad state. We've been conditioned to believe when we take something, medicine in our country, in our Western medicine world, we are conditioned to ask, what are the side effects? Well, you shouldn't be taking medicine that has side effects. You should be taking medicine, which food is our medicine, whether it's plant-based food, plant-based medicine, or if it's just eating healthy whole plant foods and juicing, or, you know, just solid, organic salad, you know, that's your medicine. It's a sad state of affairs. But again, I bring this up because I just know how powerful, when I read this information, when I come across this research, I want to share it with you so you have more concrete evidence. Because, you know, you may go up against a parent, a spouse, a child, a doctor, a school teacher. It could be anybody that, like, thinks that they're right about their view of cannabis because of movies like Reefer Madness or Nancy Reagan, Just Say No, or whatever it is. However you were conditioned to believe that this plant is a gateway drug. It's bad. It's evil. It leads to other bad things. Whereas it was been used for, like I said, 8,000 years documented medically. And in fact, in 1936, the American Medical Association went to Congress in 1937, I should say, and they said, how dare you take this tool away from us? We were using, they had, you know, 2 or 3 million prescriptions were written in 1936 for cannabis oil. In 1937, they made it illegal with the passing of the Marijuana Tax Act, which was a made-up word they found in Mexico to scare people. Marijuana with an H, if you look it up. And it's just crazy. And people today, we get the question all the time, what's the difference between marijuana and hemp? They're both cannabis. Marijuana has a significant amount of THCA, which when heated turns into THC delta 9. And hemp is cannabis. They're all cannabis, which has significant amounts of CBDA, which should not be heated and converted into CBD, as we've talked about ad nauseum on the podcast, because you'd leave the plant the way it is. And it's up to 1,000 times more powerful when you leave it in the CBDA form, consume it in the whole plant form. And that's what, if you really are looking for a miracle and you're really looking for the best, CBD product out there, there's your answer. Just leave it exactly the way it is. Either grow it in your backyard and juice it, or get a product like ours that will give you the same representation of a whole plant, cold pressed, raw CBDA. So, well, there you have it. I'm excited to bring all these facts to you. If you have to listen to it again, listen to it again. My apologies for butchering some of those words in there. They're not the common ones that I come across every day. But like I said, the transcript will be here. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me. A good email address is info@101hemp.org. And at the end of every Miracle Plant podcast, we say heal the world, because that is our mission, to reach 1 billion people by 2025, which is next year. And just reach a billion people about the power of this miracle plant, especially in the raw form. So we need your help. Please rate, review, take 30 seconds and give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing this, and pass it on to somebody. Just forward, copy the link, forward it to somebody who's looking for a miracle, whether it's autism, rheumatoid arthritis, neuropathy, fibromyalgia, dementia, cancer, whatever it is, this plant is going to help, because this plant helps supplement our endocannabinoid system, which every mammal has, every human has, which helps balance everything else in this in the body. So whatever it is that you're up against, and if you need a miracle, we implore you to try this miracle plant in the form that it was intended, which is whole plant, raw CBDA, just as Mother Nature intended. So on the count of three, we're going to say heal the world. Get out there and do that with these conversations and passing on this incredibly powerful information. And we just appreciate you listening, and I look forward to running into you, whether it's on email or on social media or in one of our stores on the West Coast. I really do appreciate you. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Heal the world! Thanks for swinging by the Miracle Plant Podcast. Be a blessing, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Cannabis Health Radio is a podcast about stories from people around the world who have used cannabis to deal with serious ailments, many of them life-threatening. My name is Ian Jessup. My co-host Corey Yelland is no stranger to the devastating emotional impact faced by so many people receiving a death sentence diagnosis from a doctor. Told she only had months to live with anal canal cancer, Corey researched and immediately began using cannabis oil to eliminate her cancer and has been cancer-free for more than a decade. She told herself that if it worked, she would spend the rest of her life helping others, which she does tirelessly every day. When you listen to our podcast, you'll hear many stories like Corey's, along with others who have used cannabis oil for many more ailments besides cancer, such as chronic pain, PTSD, MS, and many, many more. As one of our guests said, "Your podcast gave me the confidence to save my own life." We regularly get messages from listeners who have heard our podcast and use cannabis to solve a serious health issue of their own or that of a loved one. We hope you listen to these stories and be as inspired and moved as we are with each and every episode.